Yep. So I'm going to talk about RondeB and real-time AI. So first of all, what is real-time AI? Well, it's in this case, it's personalized recommendation systems, such as you will find in, for example, Spotify when you do a search. This use case that we're going to try here is Zalando when you go in to buy some clothes. And so what's the traditional solution for that? The traditional solution is to use a key value store. So because you want real time, low latency and high throughput. And it's very often that you want to batch things. You want to have a lot of small operations that you want to have batched together. But the thing is, what I'm going to talk about today is how RondeB wants more than that when you do real-time AI. You also want to have projections to make sure you don't have to fetch 500 elements at the same time. You also have data models where you do traditional linked joins, which a linked join is basically where you do a primary key lookup on the first table, and then a foreign key, foreign key, foreign key, foreign key, foreign key. That's a linked join, very easy to do with MySQL. And we also have, instead of storing all events in a single row in, for example, Redis, you can store them in multiple rows, and then we have this batch scan operation. So it's all about sort of doing things that you could do with SQL, but you don't want to do SQL because SQL means that you could also run a query that takes forever and ever, and that will not meet your low latency because that query will affect all the other queries. So it's very important to have sort of an interface that gives you low latency all the time. And we also have feature freshness. So if event comes in and you want to aggregate, you can of course do the aggregation in the offline system, but that means that your feature freshness will be less. So that means that your AI will work on old data. So that's why we also done push down aggregation. So you can also do aggregation on the latest and the greatest data. And then, of course, you want to do high availability to avoid the need of caching solutions. So RondeB is the platform of the Hopswork feature store. And if you look at this slide, this is how Zalando started out. They had DynamoDB and Redis. And in the Redis server and in DynamoDB, they collected 500 events in one single row. So that meant that every time they had to update, they had to update a row with 500 elements in it. And then they had to do all the filtering and the transformations in the API. So with RondeB, you can insert the events one by one. So when they come in, you do it, and then you do the sort of aggregation, and you do the scanning, batch scanning in the RondeB itself. So it's sort of an SQL database RondeB, but we use it in a very specialized way. And this is just how it looks in the architecture, the box. And so here we see that we can do push down aggregation so that you get the most feature freshness. And finally, RondeB versions. We have been working on RondeB for the last 5 years. We released the first version in April 2021. And it's now in development. We have 2510, where we have a REST API scan interface. We have increased the size of. So there's a lot of things going. A final thing. We did 100 million key value lookups using the REST API. So that is something you can go look how it was done, if you want. And finally, with Claude, you can go 5 to 10 times faster in your programming. So that's a good advice. Okay, that's it. Thanks.